Shamati, Igot, letter number 16. Yesterday, before I came to Israel with a group of disciples of Rabbi Dessler, I told them about the article that about the verse that Rabbi said each person should know in his heart if he's complete righteous, etc. And I said that repentance is called when a person should go back to his source, to his origin. Meaning, since creation is man, mainly, which is the will to receive, and the creator is the giver, and a person, when he returns to his root, is called repentance. And how does he know? As Rambam says, until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he shall not turn back to folly. And that testimony is revealed in man only after he is repented. Then he attains a sublime pleasure, meaning that the Creator puts his divinity on him. A person who repents, meaning that who attains adhesion, that's the matter of a person should know in his heart, meaning he wants to know if he's already repented. He has this clarification if he's already attained the pleasantness of God, that is a sign that he's returned, meaning that he's already working in order to bestow. And this is a matter of seek peace and pursue it, that all the differences are only from the will to receive. And seek peace and can be when there is a will to bestow. And this is a matter of what they said, and Isaac sowed in that land and found 100-fold, meaning 100%. This is the measure of Isaac who received from Abraham, as it says, and Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. And Rashi explains, he says, this is Gvua. And Rabbi Nechemiah says, Gvua being heroism. Rabbi Nechemiah says, this is a blessing. And they both mean the same thing. Rabbi in the Midrash, he says, this is heroism. Oh, sorry. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda speaks from that showed him a place of work, and that is by overcoming. And Rabbi Nechemiah speaks of the reward, that by the overcoming you attain the blessing, and the blessing is 100%, by which one attains to repentance out of love. Then all the 100% of the work is blessed, even the time of the sins. And everyone is acquitted only by overcoming, which is called force. And every force that a person makes, every effort that a person makes, is added into a great account. Meaning, even if a person overcomes at one time and then he gets an alien thought and he says, but I'm already experienced and soon I will not have that need for the work. And what do I gain if I now give a little bit of overcoming? And then he should answer that each penny is accumulated, gathered into a great account, meaning the collective account between the root of the soul and the collective. And perhaps that's the meaning of the gates of tears did not lock. Gates, from the words sarot, storms, which is the matter of overcoming of tears, as he who thinks that there's a mixing of other desires, and only in the middle of the desires there's a desire to overpower for just a minute for love and fear of God. And then the gates don't lock. But that minute is accumulated into a great account. And when this account is filled, then a person begins to feel the spiritual addressing. And this is the matter of the importance of the tears. Meaning, even when he is low, meaning has low desires, still in the middle there is a power of overpowering, that from the point of his heart he desires and yearns for the Creator. Then that power is very important, meaning even if a person is in exile, that the point of his heart is laid under other authorities called divinity in exile. If he overpowers for just a minute and sanctifies the name of God, although he is certain from all his experiences that he will turn back to folly again, still this is very important that a person can say out loud. And this is like a person standing between criminals who curse the work of God, and there are those between them who let you understand that there is no point in the work of God. Still, there is he who is, cannot explain the goodness and essence of the work, but he can say that he protests with one word that this is not true what they're saying. But it is good that he disagrees, although he doesn't have the brain to curse. And this is called the gates of tears. This is called each penny is accumulated into a great account. Rav's words. Before a person goes into the world of truth and crosses a barrier, he feels that on the one hand he doesn't have anything, on the other hand he still wants, otherwise he wouldn't feel that he doesn't have anything. He wouldn't feel like he has a vessel and an empty one. Dissatisfaction with the situation, meaning that he is below the barrier, that he is working in order to receive above the if he was working in order to bestow, he wouldn't even check if he has something in his vessels or not. So what does he do in this situation? You can say that these situations come and without asking a person's opinion, and out of them a person should, from within those situations, a person should conclude, should learn that nothing is going to help him except prayer. Meaning what? What is? Prayer means that he asks of the Creator for a will to bestow. That he lacks the love for the Creator. It's not that he checks and sees that he doesn't have anything in his vessels. It's true that he doesn't. But he should slowly understand from within the despair, examinations, his labor, that they don't answer that from above. And along with the despair, he should also begin to receive a different attitude. When he turns to the Creator, he doesn't say, give me, but give me the strength to give to you. Give me the strength to love, to bond, etc. Now there begin to be in man the right kind of turn into the plea to the Creator below the barrier. He begins to see between his ups and downs times when he doesn't see, check if he's feels good or not, or to see if he's asking for himself or to have something in common with the Creator. So in his Lo Lishma, there's already a little bit of Lishma. And then it slowly creates in him what we call the gate of tears. The gate of tears is actually man's inner situation, which is built. It's not that it's before us. It's the same vessel that slowly builds inside a person, which is the right vessel for the light, for the Creator. the tears are not tears of receiving only, but they are results of him not belonging to the spiritual world, to the giving part of creation, to bestow, to giving, to the attribute of Creator, to his nature. When he begins to understand that there has to be a need for spirituality in order to come to it. You can be in corporeality with a need, with a force for power for corporeality. So he understands that his tears should be for the spiritual state. And tears are not just desires, but such desires that he has no desires. That there is an understanding that there cannot be a genuine desire for spirituality, and he suffers from that tremendously. And tears are also the same vessel that it is clear that the change in the situation is not up to you, does not depend on you. That's when you cry. Because otherwise, he needs help, he lacks power, someone to turn to, that he needs it perhaps as a partner to help him. But here, he comes to a situation where everything is locked, blocked, except afterwards, at the end of these tears, he sees that if he comes to a need, when he really wants spirituality, but how much can he want spirituality with the attributes to receive? And even that desire is not real. Then he's facing the gate of tears. He has this vessel. So then the upper light comes and corrects the vessel first. We learn that there are lights that correct, and then lights that enter him, bring him into the degree, and fill him with the inner light in order to bestow. So that inner situation of man, which is called that he built the gate of tears, is a situation where that accumulates in him slowly. He begins to see slowly, change his values about spirituality, his idea about spirituality. He begins to give these two dimensions, spirituality and corporeality, a more and more correct interpretation. And his desire, everyone thinks they have a desire for spirituality at first, and then they see that they don't really want it so much, and he finally sees that he doesn't have it and cannot have it after many attempts to acquire that desire for himself or by himself. And examinations, if it's worthwhile for him, then you come to a situation where you cry from despair, from a lack of strength, from a desire, a genuine desire for something that I don't have, but I want to have, but can't give anything anymore, because I checked all the possibilities, and I saw that all I have are tears. Tears, there are upper tears as well, when the upper Pasuf, so to speak, cries for the lower one, about the lower one, then the tears are wrapped, it's like the Great Sea where Malchut drifts. So tears are something that doesn't come by screen, by the law of creation, that the lower one should receive from the upper one. Then there's kind of a, we call it mercy, that if a person cries, but a genuine cry, then this genuine cry is a kind of a need that I can't have the right need, that it's above my strength and I don't deserve it. But this weeping sort of adds something that completes the vessel. The root for that comes from above, comes from the will to receive, it comes for existence from absence, and it cannot actually by itself, being under its own authority, to want spirituality. But that gap can never be breached by just directly coming from corporeality to spirituality, not by labor, but standing vis-a-vis spirituality with a genuine desire for it, because there's existence from absence here. The will to receive is existence from absence, and the will to bestow is existence from existence, and you can't bridge the gap, because that's the difference between creator and creature. So, if the creature cries for that, not that he is from absence, which he discovers before he enters spirituality, when he's still in this world, in corporeality, he sees his actual situation, he is from nothing. He cries, he weeps because he cannot resemble the existence, the creator. He weeps for the gap, and that gap has to be breached by the Creator. That gate cannot be locked, because that gate is precisely the gap between the creature and the Creator, that the Creator created the creature, existence from absence. So the creature who is in the absence asks to be in the existence, like the Creator. And then, when he genuinely cries for the real thing, yes, the gap between them is a void, it is an abyss, then the Creator crosses him over. Perhaps this way we can explain what the Gate of Tears is, because the passage from being in this world and in the spiritual world is the gap between crossing from the creature's domain to the Creator's domain, from absence to existence. And the situation where a person accumulates to spare his bitterness, that's called the Gate of Tears. It is not something that's something external, that a person stands before the Gate of Tears and checks that if it's locked or not, but it's an inner situation that the Creator answers to. And then he sees that it's not locked. The minute you come to that situation, you don't have to stand up for a minute. They open immediately. The only thing you have to do is get to that situation. There's no delay in spirituality for the activation of something. The minute something has to happen, when everything supports it, when all the means exist, it immediately happens. I don't understand how you come to cry from just complaining that I don't have something to weeping for bestowal. This is not just any weeping. It's like a baby crying. Even when a baby cries, he thinks that the world is now lost. If he doesn't get his toy, the world is completely ruined for him. So how do you come from that to the weeping of a grown-up who cries because he's lost everything? It's according to one's effort. You slowly build this vessel. When can you see if you have it or not? If you receive it or not? If you enter spirituality or not? There's no other examination. The minute this vessel exists, it immediately happens. How do you come to it? Effort. Also not in what you think you're making an effort. Effort is when is something above human power. How can you do something above your own power? That's a contradiction in terms. But you try to do something that is beyond your power, which is only one thing. It's an act in order to bestow. Everything in order to receive, a person can do it. If not by himself, then he can use others. That's not above your power. Above your power is the attribute of bestowal, in order to bestow. That's above your attributes, above your nature. So if you try and do it, but fail, discover that you can't, you don't delude yourself anymore, delude yourself. You try again and again and again. How long? Until you come to the gate of tears. If you still haven't come to it, then you haven't tried enough. It's like Bala Salam writes that there is no happier situation in a man's world than when he comes to despair. We're looking for it. Just a minute. There's no... That's reading from the book. There's no happier situation in a man's world, but when he finds himself despaired with his own strength, meaning that he has already labored and done everything he thinks he possibly can, but found no cure, because then he's worthy of a complete prayer, of an honest prayer, which is called that he's before standing before the gate of tears, for his help. For then he knows for certain that his own work will bring him no good. But as long as he feels some power of his own, his prayer is not complete, so the weeping is not genuine. Because evil inclination puts itself first, and he says that he must first do what he can, and then he'll be worthy for the Creator. Yes. The evil inclination helps you, makes you labor more and more. That's it. And what is labor in the work is something above human strength. How can you approach it? You have to try to do in order to bestow, and you have someone to bestow, the society, right? If it's only toward the Creator, then you have this illusion that you're doing something for him. And that's it. But this way, you can always come to a situation where we really do come to the gate of tears. Now, question, I understand that in order to bestow is without self-gain. What can I do towards society without self-gain? There's only one thing you can do. If if the friends are like you on the way, if they're your friends, what they actually need is a positive force, is an attracting force, meaning what you need to do is give to society as much as possible energy, fuel, for spiritual advancement. You see profit in that? Okay. You give to society and you think that you're doing this along with your friends and you can come to some spiritual goal by that. But after many attempts, you will come to despair and a decision that this work doesn't give you anything. You will, and they will come to that conclusion that you get nothing except a few distinctions, that I cannot do anything by myself, and because I've put into spirituality so much, I want it. And then you're in a situation where you really do cry. You have the inner situation where you really want but can't, and you're certain that you can't. You've tried everything already. Because if you haven't tried everything, then evil inclination will come to you and say, try again, try again, try again. It helps you by pushing you to work some more. And only on condition that you have done everything, finished everything you had to finish with your attempts, only then you come, you cry. That's it. Our work doesn't have to end up in success. It has to end in the Creator to do the work for us. That's why it's called the work of God. He's the one doing everything. We're only the stimulators. We make Him work. When I'm a servant of God, why is it called that I serve Him? It is because I serve Him, I help Him in His actions. He has the strength and the light, and I don't. I should only prepare man, the vessel, the need, the recognition of who I am and what I want to be. The creature always has to be preparing his vessel. And then anything that's positive, powers, understandings, he gets that from above. Our work never ends in sealing the degree, the situation. It always comes from above. We just prepare for it. So to come to tears is a blessing. It doesn't indicate to one's loneliness, because this tear, through it, a person discovers his own nature, the nature of the will to receive in him, and begins to acquire the nature of the Creator. It creates in him the degree of man. So, it doesn't come to show us our lowness. That's not the case. It comes to show the lowness of the will to receive. And the praise, the virtue of the degree that I want to acquire, that I want the Creator's attribute. And that's what I'm asking Him for. Why not try to do things that will give me no profit whatsoever? Perhaps I'll turn to the Creator faster this way. If in my work I receive no profit from society, I will not be able to work, because my fuel is the will to receive. And if I could do something, and if I did something in society, but instead of thank you very much, or l'chaim that we say, cheers, or some token of appreciation, if instead of that I would receive some kind of a negative sign, how then would I be able to do it the next time? The will to receive wouldn't allow me that. I would not even begin the work. So you're asking, why not do these things? You're saying if I couldn't do it, I would be turning to the Creator. Yes, but with what would you turn to the Creator? What I do towards society are the right work, the right operations. The only problem is that the fuel that I get for these operations that people drink for me, and they tell me you're a good friend and that you take pride in it, that's also correct. We just have to, in every action and result, we only have to take out my inner intention. Is my attitude to society and what I get back from it? Am I doing this in order to resemble the Creator, in order to please Him or not? My actions, receiving and giving towards society, are a means to approach the Creator, or are they not? So, it is good that society does support me. Yes, if I do something that's worth 1 gram and I get 100 kilos of support in return, that's good. Now the question is, why did I do it? In order to receive these 100 kilos, or because of the importance of the Creator to get connection, to connect with Him? That's my problem, and that's what I should examine. And society has to give me a good answer, a good reward for my work. To have, on the contrary, if I don't do something for society, society has to make me do it, until it can throw me out completely. Maybe because I'm drawing a hole in the boat. I'm drilling a hole in the boat, sorry. The relationships between me and society should be open. I give, and in return, I want reward. It's as though I'm working with the Creator. I give to Him, and He fills my vessels. On top of that, I build the aim. Do I want anything besides satisfying my own vessels, or not? So it turns out that being despaired with your own strength means that his actions that he tries to do in the level of this work with society, with study, everything, he built his vessel, his desire for the Creator, and he is despaired with his own strength because he doesn't see that there's something else he can do in order to come in contact with the Creator. And he sees that nothing helps. Not himself, not society, his friends, the study. He is at the very, very end of his rope. But a minute before he comes to the last to the end of his rope, he doesn't know that he's at the end of his rope. And he has to do whatever he can all the time. He has to go 100% all out all the time. And you have to try and build an environment where everyone is active and everyone shows what they're doing and how much they want bestowal externally, because that gives me the makes me see that my friends probably have also a desire for the Creator. They don't talk about the desire for the Creator. They only show their contribution to society. Yes, he who gives a present to his friend must notify him first. And his friend should show him his love in return. And you have to understand inwardly, yes, between them, that by that they want reward from above, actually. And that's what they want. That's what they wait for. And when they're despaired from receiving reward from the Creator, meaning they're willing to give anything and everything to their friends, to everyone, then they come to despair, to be despaired of their own strength, because in order to come in contact with the Creator, you cannot do it by yourself. It's called resembling Him. The upper light has to come and correct you. So what does it mean that you're despaired with your own strength? That you gave everything you can to society. On the level of this world, there is nothing more to give to society. And I also have to make society such a one that gives me a maximum desire for the Creator. And there's nothing more that you can do. And when you come to that situation, you come to the gate of tears. If I think that there's nothing, but then I come down and see that perhaps there's something else or something else here, it is still as Bala Sulam says, that he is still not despaired with his own strength, meaning inside him there is still some more insights that he hasn't checked, working toward society and toward the Creator, that he thinks that perhaps he can succeed by himself. How do you end this? How do you come to that situation? I don't know. When you finish, you see that you finished. Yes, he writes, how do you know that you repented? I cry again and again as though this is it. The world is tumbles down. But then I see that, well, perhaps I can go on, you know, like a baby. Calm yourself down. There's this toy, that toy. And again, you try. And when do you come to the complete, to the end, to the very end? It's not that I feel that this is the final cry, that there's nothing more. We think, sometimes we do think that that's it in life. But there's nothing more than that. How do you know that you attained it? Because the Creator gives it to you. How do I go from that to relating to society or to a friend? Or how from attitude to a friend I go to an attitude to society? Question. There's a matter of existence and absence that you were just talking about. That from the sensation of absence, you have to go to the sensation of existence. That you need the correction of existence. I I didn't say that, Rav says. I didn't say that from a sensation of absence. I explained why we can't go from a will to receive to a will to bestow, from an aim to receive to an aim to bestow, with our own strength, because we are existence from absence. So we, when we try in society, in whatever means we can, to smoothly go from in order to receive to in order to bestow, I think I study, the study will bring me the upper light, the surrounding light, and will slowly correct me, and I receive this aim to bestow more and more and more. And we think that we do have these preparations. Sometimes I think it's not enough, but not enough. I see that perhaps, well, I do have something. So I think that I can smoothly go through these things, that there's no gate of tears, there's no crisis before I enter spirituality, and the crossing of the Red Sea, the plagues of Egypt. So I said, what is the source of that? The source is that we are existence from absence. So that's what I cry for. That I can't make this passage by myself, and I don't understand how I can somehow resemble the Creator to be like Him in order to bestow. Just imagine how important it should be for me to attain spirituality, to attain the aim to bestow. Where will I take it? That I should get from the surrounding light during the study. This importance. It's called that before the study I pledge to attain the power of faith. So it's not that I actually receive that power, but I want it. I want to have it. I want to have it. That's what I expect of the surrounding light. If I sincerely want it during the study, and that alone, it is called the quality of the effort. And if you start that, then start counting 3 years. 3 years or 5 years is a different degree. Yes, you have five prinot. Never mind. It's just a slogan. It's a sign. But then start counting, because then you give the right quality of labor. If during the study, or not even during the study, with your friends and whatever you put into the group and everything, by that you want the power of strength to be formed in you, and you want that. Not that you will come to a feeling that you don't have. No, you have to want exactly that strength, that power. And this power is the attribute of the Creator. Yes, generally speaking, the attribute of Creator is bestowal. Yes. So it turns out that this is a good test, that if I don't feel this during the study, so I didn't work right during the study. You're right. If my work in society, in my study, in whatever I can do, if I still haven't come to the despair of my own strength, I'm not disappointed with my disillusioned with myself yet, then yes, it's a sign I haven't worked enough. But again, didn't work enough means I didn't work enough in the quality of the effort. As Baruch Salam explains in item 18 of the introduction to Talmud Sefirot, breaking the iron wall, the quality. question. But in Lolishma, there's always the matter of the satisfaction. So how do I disconnect the two? You're saying in Lolishma, there is satisfaction. Satisfaction in Lolishma is a satisfaction of Lolishma, meaning that I do something for society and I get respect in return, and I feel happy with it, and I feel that I'm advancing in everything. It's all very good, and it has to be there. Without it, my beast will not move, will not make a movement. But you call that a satisfaction, a fulfillment? Where does that bring you close to the Creator? What does that make you resemble Him? If, after everything I do in this world, I feel that I've approached Him, that I've come closer to Him, it is a sign that my act is still incomplete, that my criticism is not as yet the right and deep one. If you received something, did you cross through the gate of tears or not? You went along with society to do something hard, and then you raised a toast, and you ate together, and you studied hard together, and you felt satisfied with your efforts, the hard work, the study, and eating together. But bottom line, did you get something from the Creator? Do you have contact with the Creator? Do you have equivalence of form with Him? Or is this a psychological compensation that you're advancing? Very nice. I'm not disqualifying it. But did you also make that distinction? There are many tests. But did you also perform the right one? I heard that only in blood tests, I heard that you have 500 parameters in the blood alone. Yes, this gene is responsible for this, in charge of this. For this character, for that character, something else makes the difference. A person being shy or lazy, there's some peace in us, in our gene that's in charge of that. We'll replace that pretty soon. But people will see that we still remain beasts with it. You can replace our beastly genes, but nothing will happen. So what am I trying to say? Did you examine the spiritual part of you? If you made any advancement in the spiritual sense, if yes, then perhaps you should be despaired while being happy with society, with the study, with everything. But I didn't get it. And then you cry, you don't cry. Is it important for you? Is it not? Or is the study and the understanding and the hard work in society, did that blur things for you? Now, a person cannot make this test by himself. He'll always forget to do it. It can only come to him provided he wants, during the study, through the study, to attain contact with the upper light, to catch some grace of holiness. It depends on the spirit of society. Is the spirit pushing toward this test? Do I have contact with the Creator? Am I approaching the gate of tears after everything you do? Or perhaps not. Am I crying or not? If not, it's not the gate of tears. It's another gate. Perhaps you want the gate of money, the gate of honor, the gate of honor, whatever. You want to be a great rabbi, teacher, whatever.
Okay.
I told you before, we have to do everything and receive tokens, payments for them. But along with it, because they work on the beastly level so that my beast will move, but along with it, I have to calculate for the rider. Where am I actually going? The rider or the beast? It's not that the beast is satisfied. There's nice grass around me. There are birds and sunlight and everything. Nice breeze. Yes, it's all true, and I can advance this way, and it's perhaps it's like I'm going somewhere, but am I going anywhere? Am I going toward the goal or not? Or perhaps I'm just happy in the meantime. Am I asking this question? If you're happy and you settle for that, then that's it. There's nothing to talk about. Then you're not working with the point in the heart. You're not developing it. The answer to how to advance is not in me. It's in society. Society must generally be concerned with having this idea of contact with the Creator at the front. It should be something that everyone is concerned with. To have this idea at the forefront, that if society doesn't have it, it's a disaster, it's a catastrophe. And then it'll work on every person. Otherwise, we'll sit here for 20 or 30 years. I'm not saying it's wrong. You still do something in this world. You do keep the labor you did. Even when a person dies without crossing the barrier, any movement toward spirituality done in Lo Lishma still remains. Lo Lishma is a great thing. We can't appreciate Lo Lishma. There's still some kind of there's some kind of desire for spirituality. It's not surplus. It accumulates. We will continue from a higher point in the next life. We don't know what we're going to acquire. We're going to acquire all the world. It's not a million or a billion or two. Something you can find in this world. This is not control of this world. We're trying to test what spirituality is above this world. I can't even say what it is. Above this world is not even considered as anything. We have nothing to compare it with. Above this world doesn't even count. We have to respect that. To develop this idea that this destination, to have it burning in me, that's, how shall I put it? That's the thing that has to be first in society. That's what we should concern ourselves with. Like I said, that in everything we do, we first turn to the Creator, and then we see if we should or should not do it. But if I place that connection with the Creator at the head of everything, before everything, enough. Another question. If we examine ourselves in the right action, we find ourselves every time at the gate of tears, and then we find that we weren't. That the evil inclination pulls us back and says, well, you haven't tried this yet. But it should be a despair every time, and again you get up, and again you try. these three situations have to be in every situation. The rise toward toward the Creator, that I lock myself on the Creator, and I turn to society and strengthen society so that it will strengthen me. That's called choosing society. Yes, with regards to the society, and I'm willing to give it everything in order to attain this, the Creator, and I'm willing to study and do anything needed in order to come to the Creator, and do 1,001 changes in my life in order to attain the Creator. But at the end, when I examine myself, I see that although I got the feel from society, still I didn't reach the Creator. I'm desperate. I cry and I demand. That's called the gate of tears. For that moment, I feel that that's it. How can it be? I'm completely despaired. But after that, I find that perhaps, no, this is not complete yet. Because in me, there is toward spirituality, I still have the same 613 degrees that I have to go through. And in each degree, when I finish it, I find the achap of the upper one. So it shows me that there's still something else I have to do, that there are other situations that I haven't realized yet. And I have to realize them first. And when do I know how many I finished? I never know. It has to be total despair every time. Otherwise, I didn't even finish the previous degree if I'm not despaired. We can't count how many times I crossed. And we shouldn't have to. Oh, so I crossed, I did 200 situations. I can't know that. I can't know if I crossed one or two or more degrees. If it's just a little desperation or great desperation, that's not up to us. That's why it's called concealment, this entire situation. Double concealment or single concealment. That's it. Question. Does this desperation belong to a man's desire to do things by himself? The desperation is because I did so much. I tried so hard and I wanted so much. And still, I can't make it. I don't have what I want. What do I want? Contact with the Creator. Why? What for? In order to receive or in order to bestow. If it's the right desperation, the right desperation gives us the understanding, so to speak, that I will also want some lishma. What bothers me is that I am not like the Creator. I can't match Him, be like Him. I don't know how to put it. I think we'll take the taste out of it. The desperation is that I want to be above the beast. And I think I have enough desire for that. But still, I don't get it. If it's a complete, total desperation, what brings me out of it? That coarseness, which is still not in this act. The evil inclination, which says that I have to try again. Tears should be directed only toward the Creator. If you're crying someone else, we don't call it tears. Then your beast now fell and it feels pathetic and it feels sorry for itself. And you can't pick it up, you're just crying for your beast. It's got nothing to do with the Creator. You wanted to gain something in this world. Instead of $1 billion, you wanted to get control, power. And you thought you could do it by the wisdom of Kabbalah, but it didn't work out. So that's what you're crying for. You're crying for lack of knowledge, lack of power, control, understanding. But for yourself. So cry. And why turn to the Creator in that case? Turn to a psychologist, to economist, whatever, I don't know. It's got nothing to do with the Creator. Only one thing has to do with the Creator. If you want to advance toward Him, He'll help you to as much as you want it, to the extent that you want it. Crying for pain that I inflict on the Creator, that's too soon. Wait a little bit. We're not concerned with that yet. That's an even more advanced stage that you're searching for love. It's an even deeper examination. That's when you actually begin to ask within the question of what it means to bestow. You want to isolate divinity in the dust, to sort it out. When you begin to cry, not that you feel bad, but that you cause harm to the upper one. True. That's already within this desire to resemble Him. These clarifications.